And joining us on the other end of the line is somebody who actually went out there to try and get those candidates and those delegates for Ted Cruz. Dennis, thanks for joining us on the program today. Dennis, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. All right. We've got connection. Dennis, you are back to the mainland. Tell us about your efforts to try and get support for Ted Cruz out in America, Samoa, and Guam.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously, there's some things I can't talk about, but...
Oh, that's okay.
It was a very unique opportunity to go out there, and it's something that not only do not a lot of people realize that Guam, American Samoa, Northern Mariana Islands are all United States territories, but as you alluded to, they all have an equal say in not only the nomination of the Republican Party nominee, but also the Democratic Party nominee. They can't vote in the general election for president, some would say, unfortunately. But for purposes of nomination, both parties treat them equally. They get seats on the floor of each party's convention. And every now and again, when there's a close, protracted nomination contest, they're pretty darn important.
Now, how receptive were they, and how dialed in are they to this Republican primary?
They're extremely dialed in. They get Fox News, they get CNN. There are politics out there. They have legislatures elected on a partisan basis. A lot of people coming back and forth with the mainland. There's diaspora communities here. I think, there are some unique issues, obviously, that we just never discuss here. Some of them, like political status. It's probably issues that we were discussing in Michigan in the 1830s about should Michigan be a state, should it remain a territory. Those are the sorts of discussions that they're having in the Pacific. Guam particularly is much like Puerto Rico in that there is a strong movement for some new status with the United States. Should they be a state or should they be even independent?
Very interesting. Dennis Lennox, he was out in Guam and the Pacific to try and stump for Ted Cruz, trying to get those delegate support for that candidate. You're going to be up on the island this weekend, I presume, for the Michigan Leadership Conference, yes?
Yeah, I'll be up there this weekend. Got in last night, watched the debate, and tried to get a good amount of sleep last night after. And I tell you, it was a pretty interesting debate last night. And I know the folks out in the Pacific were watching it. One thing that's really fascinating that I found with them out there is, as I said, though, while some of the issues are unique, many of them are the same. And one of those is just sort of the general frustration with Washington. They feel it. We feel it. And I think you saw it in last night's Republican presidential debate that regardless of your candidate, they all really offered up some unique ideas about dealing with Washington that's doing too much or in some cases too little.
Well, very good. Dennis Lennox, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Hey, thanks, Kyle. See you on Mackinac.